What's going on, everybody? Poison JC here. Look, I'm here to tell y'all need to subscribe, comment, and share it with all your friends, man. If y'all like what y'all hear, if y'all like these laughs, if y'all like seeing us on YouTube, man, subscribe, share it, and yeah, man, stay pulled up.
Episode 289, the foreplay edition. You got your boy LP. We got
JC in the building.
Phil.
And we missing our partner in crime. Put the camera on the pillow real quick.
Dancing on the island. Yeah.
He's somewhere doing water aerobics. Loving his wife.
No, I'm saying
loving his wife for sure.
He is, yeah.
And being a great black man.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
we are here to not do that right now. So this is episode 289.
Yeah.
And shout out to Bank on Brian and Crockett Law Firm. Just wanted to give a shout out to
shout
him.
Out to that boy.
You know, this episode is brought to you by Crockett Law. So for all your personal injury and safety needs, please give him a call. You can reach him on Instagram at Bank on Brian, or you can watch him on our episode where we say call your attorney or CYA. We encourage you all to check those out. They've been going crazy too. People really been liking that content.
Yeah, it's dope. It's dope.
So Phil and I've been doing that. JC, what's been going on with you, brother? How was your weekend?
Oh man, it was a long, we just talked about it off camera. It was a long weekend in Houston. You had High Rocks. It's a fitness competition. It's an open. I was doing that. I had like 40 plus people that participated in that I trained to do that this weekend. We went and did that all morning through the afternoon. Jack Daniels, they invited us out to this extravagant weekend. They were having me and Phil and Cantu went to the tasting and the what was that, trap karaoke. That shit was live,
jumping.
It was jumping. I liked the way that they really curated everything, and even the they used what's that bar downtown they used?
Jolie.
But they went in there and we met the lady, the young lady that did the decorations, but she did an incredible job. Like, yeah, just as far as the fixtures and the hors d'oeuvre, the food was amazing. Like, they just kept bringing shit out.
JC was like, man, that's a chicken sandwich.
Sliders and shit.
You know, JC used to eat ground turkey and brown rice and shit. You know, he eat meal prep every week.
Nah,
you know,
but they had my boy John excited too. Our cameraman was excited.
What was John eating?
Everything.
Oh, hell. You know what
I'm
saying?
They brought out Oriental noodles.
Yeah, garlic noodles and
they
in the Chinese bucket, the little box.
The chopsticks.
Yeah, the chopsticks.
You should have came.
They had a CD. They used a CD had a what was that shit? Like a lobster pastry. Yeah, but they had it on a CD.
And so I missed out being a family man. I should have just ditched for that night.
That's right.
Ah, fuck that, man. I should have been there.
Nah, that shit was live.
I want lobster too. Yeah.
That shit was good.
And then, so that was what, Thursday?
That was Friday night.
Friday?
No, it was Thursday.
Not Friday.
It was Thursday.
It was Thursday.
It was Thursday.
Because we were supposed to do an interview with an artist on Thursday. Rock messed it up. Thanks a lot, Rock.
Wow.
Yeah, thanks a lot. It's too late. Nope, go ahead. It's too late. Go ahead.
So Saturday, that happened with the High Rocks. Then Phil, we and Phil went to the after party for the Jack Daniels event. He went to the Art Basel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He said that was dope. I'm going to let him talk in a second. But he came out, supported us. We went to, so it all came together kind of like ironically because I booked with DJ Shantae. Shout out to DJ Shantae. She got us sections at Reset.
Shout out
Shantae.
But that
ended up being the after party to the Jack Daniels
thing.
That's
what's up.
So I met with the promoters and, you know, the people that we know from Jack Daniels, and we all put it together that Thursday. So he came out for that. It was cool. They hooked us up on drinks and shit. Everybody had a good time. And giveaway. Who had a giveaway? Oh, I didn't even get my giveaway.
Oh, yeah. You got a giveaway that we need to give away. We got a Jack Daniels care package that we will be giving away.
Oh, yeah.
We'll come up with something before the end of this episode to make sure that you all get it. Y'all have seen the bottles of Woodford and the bottles of Jack that we've been having.
Yeah.
We do have a Jack Daniels giveaway. We just don't know what it'll be yet. We'll have a question from the pod that if someone can answer.
And you brought up a good point about them and how they market.
Yeah, man. Incredible.
Like just and shit, like just the Art Basel stuff and all the stuff that they're doing in the city, I think is very creative, like for a liquor to do this type of stuff. So you can go ahead and
so we went Thursday, right, to the trap karaoke, and what was it, the tasting?
Yeah.
Right. So going to a tasting, this was my first time going to a tasting where they were like, you know, take every shot and we're going to play some music to it.
Yeah, that was dope.
And then you could live like feel the vibration like when you sipping it.
Yeah.
Shit was nasty.
Yeah.
Don't get it, except for the honey. Jack Daniels. Yeah. I love
but
you, Jack Daniels.
For real way, but drinkers, they,
I love,
they
Jack
love that
Daniels.
Shit. Yeah. Yeah, you would have loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you definitely would have. But the music made it smoother. I can't lie to you. I don't know what it was.
Were you wearing that leopard hat?
Nah, he had his Freddy Krueger outfit.
Oh, okay. So you were a Nightmare on Elm Street. Yeah. So if you were a nightmare, that's probably why it felt better. That's probably why it tastes better, bro.
But
that tastes better in a dream.
That event was cool, bro. The trap karaoke really set it off, though.
Who was the DJ there?
I don't know.
Hawaii 5-0? Yeah, that's my guy.
Oh,
Alpha.
For real?
Yeah, he had Alpha from UT. That's my guy.
Hold on. Who was the MC, though? That nigga was tripping.
Oh, yeah. The one that brought something.
I don't know the MC, but I know DJ Hawaii 5-0.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he was jamming.
He's solid. That's my guy. That's my guy for real.
Yeah, JC danced.
Yeah.
But JC will dance to Miley Cyrus. What you talking about? Like,
nothing. So, matter of fact, got something to tell you, sidebar. I was in the mall. I had our hoodie on. Woman stopped me. She was like, I listened to that podcast. I was like, okay, you know, thank you. No, bitch, I ain't know it was me. She was like, I love that podcast. I watch all their clips and videos. I said, oh, thank you. She was like, you know Breon? I said, man, fuck that nigga.
Like, you see my face on this shirt, bitch?
Bitch, I'm right here, bitch. Nah, I'm just playing. But nah, that was cool, though. That was cool. I was at Memorial City Mall. She stopped me. She was like, I know Breon. I said, okay. But Saturday, I spent most of the day with my son. But I was inspired by Jack Daniels with their marketing.
We got to do better.
Yeah. We definitely do. They market everything.
Well, they do have a machine.
And we need to also.
Yeah, I
went to the restroom. The toilet was wrapped in Jack Daniels.
Right. Yeah. It was a little minute stuff like that.
Yeah. So it was just like, all right, bet. So Saturday, I woke up and I was like, you know what? I'm going to try something different. I'm going to take over the Instagram story. For us and just show them, like, I think
day
everybody
life of a horseman.
Yeah. Everybody has their own following, so to speak. So I think they want to be. I think we should be a little bit more personal.
Here's the question:
uh-huh.
Will you ever take over the Instagram? Well, it's hard enough.
Yes, they do,
bro. It's hard enough to get you to talk to us, bro. You don't even talk to us.
But
nigga, take it powder.
No. The stuff that I do when we're doing, like, I got some dope video, like the video.
We haven't seen them.
Huh? I'm just saying I have them.
Where are they?
Bro, people want to see
them.
Our patrons.
The stuff I do is in the moment.
Our
so, like,
patrons
the
will email you or message you in the app.
So they like
we
your,
gotta text you.
They like your outfits, shit that I do. Right. Like, it's just stuff that I do in the moment. But my day in life ain't.
But
like,
they want to see you flexing it.
Hell no. I mean, I'll do a little something, but I ain't going to, you know,
right,
take
right,
it.
Right. But nah, getting back
bro,
to it.
Bro, if you
though.
Don't come to the next pod nude like John Cena did, and like we did wrong.
I'm mad that I saw that live. I'm like, bro, what the fuck are they doing?
Why aren't you doing that?
Where was that?
At the Oscars.
Oscars?
Yeah.
That's wild.
Bro, if you don't walk out of here right now with a banana hammock on right now.
A banana hammock.
That's what he was wearing. It just covers the junk.
You got that?
I definitely own a banana hammock.
What are you
talking
with
about?
It?
You wear that for freaky time when you get a freak off.
It's like a jock strap.
No, banana hammock is for the freak offs. That's when they,
when you put it's
yeah,
like a dick
that's
harness.
When they know. That's when they know you really about to get it in.
But why do you put the glove over
it's
your
It's for Blue Chew time.
Ah.
You know what I'm saying?
Blue Chew.
We ain't ready for Blue Chew yet.
No, we're not. Okay. Let me wrap it up. So yesterday, took over an Instagram story, went to the Rockets game, seen them blow out the Cavaliers. Yeah. Then I went to
You sat next to Drake, huh?
Nah, Drake was on the other side. Drake is living a life.
Drake did Tejano night at the rodeo.
For real?
Yeah.
Yeah, Drake living a life. I'm barely living.
nigga was behind the bitch. That nigga was on the court.
he shot two times in the game.
So we went to the art exhibit at the Post. It was set up super nice. Shout out to, what's the rep from Jack Daniels? Chantel. She took care of us.
Came to the after party, then still took care of us.
Yeah,
man, that's what's up.
Went out of
that's
way.
What's up.
Eight Ball and MJG performed. they had it rocking. Yeah. It was like a black people family reunion in there.
Yeah.
Like everybody was on a good time. You know, it was some amazing art in there.
So the blacks was doing what we were supposed to do.
Yeah, it wasn't tripping. Nobody was tripping in there. Okay. Wasn't no fights, nothing, you know what I'm saying? It was like real grown people in there, like enjoying themselves. So that was dope. Then I went and met JC at Reset. I was running on fumes. I had to stop and get me a Red Bull because my bedtime is like 10, 15.
You remember that time when he showed up to the podcast with a, what was the energy he had? It was 300 milligrams of caffeine.
Oh, yeah.
Like, nigga, you can't bang
be,
energy.
Yeah, I'm like, nigga, you be sipping
on that?
I was thirsty. I ain't know.
Nah, bang energy, like it was a sweet tea.
I got to sweat this shit out.
I think that's when Bang first dropped. I ain't know. I just picked it up. I was just,
300 milligrams of caffeine.
That shit had me. I couldn't sleep for 5 days. Shit. I was like, oh, shit, this is what they was talking about. Man, I was wide awoke. Being wide awoke.
Ultimate warrior.
Bro, but I bet if you combine Bang Energy with a Blue Chew.
Ooh. The woman will never leave you.
You're going to have a heart attack or you
some
about
Kevin
to.
Sims.
Yeah, you're right. Because I think that's what he did.
I mean, God bless, man.
God bless him. Yeah,
bro,
I think that's
what he did. I'm not dying over no kitty, bro. Like,
nah, for real.
You're too young,
bro. Don't try that
out. Why the fuck would you try that?
Don't put the combination together. Try the Blue Chew, but don't put the combination together. Bro, we need you here to produce.
I've been slinging Blue Chew, bro.
Me too. Yeah.
Like dope.
Me too.
So what do you tell guys?
You want to be bricked up?
So I got.
That's what I tell them.
Nah, for real.
Because I know they ask questions.
Look, you want to feel like you're 16?
I'm in a group chat with like, I'm going to say about 70 dudes from the basketball league, the ones who want to fight me.
Right. The ones who want to fight me.
On Facebook.
Yeah.
So I show them the picture. I say, hey, fellas, I got that Blue Chew. So the message went unlooked at, right? The side messages start coming through. Like, Phil, what's up with that Blue Chew? Remember I sent y'all that shit?
All them niggas about 40-something.
I say, yeah, it's dope, bro.
Yeah,
I say, yeah, bro, use code POUR. Ain't going to get that discount. Oh, I got you, Phil. I got you. So now every time they see me in the gym, Phil, they showing me they pack in their pocket and shit. So I'm like, okay, yeah.
I got some partners who like 50. So they was really like, when they saw we had that free, you only had to pay $5 shipping. I think some of them ran it up for like 6 months.
Come on, man.
So Blue Chew, y'all owe us. You know what I'm saying? Clearly we are engaged with y'all, but I think we've outperformed our agreement.
In the first week.
I know I've been slanging Blue. Huh? Have I tried it? No, I haven't tried it. I don't really need it, bro.
I will tell a Patreon story about
try it on Blue your Chew. Second round.
No, you gotta try it in a freak off.
My second round.
The freak off.
Yeah, you gotta try it. We can't talk about this on a regular show. No.
Just talk around it.
No. Because these are real stories.
Well, yeah. Just so. Say it as if it was John.
Look at John. you think John pulling the shit off I'm pulling? What you talking about? Look at him. Bro, he ain't even got his hair braided. What you talking about? All right.
She don't need it.
All right.
Still leave his glasses on. While you...
Hey, sometimes I keep my glasses on too, though. It made me focus some.
Really?
Yeah.
They don't come off?
Nah. Like, no. Look. I got the glasses that do this.
My nigga got a clue on it.
When you're a real nigga like me, sometimes you gotta make sure, bro. Like, yeah. I got sport mode glasses.
Oh my God.
I got sport mode glasses, bro. Sometimes you gotta do that.
What if your shit start to fog up while you going hard?
Trust me, these don't
that
fog up either.
Anti-fog.
Yeah, you gotta remember, bro. I got resources, bro.
That nigga got a clip on his shit.
Tony Stark, and they might film.
That's the hardest shit I done seen, bro.
Blue Chew give you the hardest shit you ever seen. All right, so let's talk about something random I saw, because I don't know if this is real or not.
Okay.
I didn't know if it was AI, but I DM'd a few people, and they was like, no, I was there. Orlando Brown was at the living room. Performing multiple times back to back the That's So Ravens theme song.
What
Hold on. First of all,
like that is crazy.
First
to
of
me,
all,
bro.
He was walking down 290.
What do you mean about? I didn't see that.
I sent that to you.
He was walking
down 290, and a group of girls, they was getting off work or some shit. You can tell like they was getting off work. He was like, hold on, is that Orlando Brown?
What's
they
up, approach bro?
He's walking, and not even like on the highway where there's no sidewalk. You just walking on the grass, like
he was in the median.
Yeah. And he's like, Lando. He was like, hey. He was like, hey, can y'all drop me out? Like, yeah, come on. Y'all ain't gonna kidnap me, huh? No, you good. We fuck with you.
And then he was at the living room the next day, I guess, then, because this was like Friday, performing the That's So Raven rap back to back to back to back.
Why they let him do that?
I don't know. He got on the mic and that's what he was doing.
This nigga was hitchhiking?
Yeah.
What's up with bro? Does he live here now?
Yeah, apparently
everybody move here, bro.
I seen him maybe a few years ago. It was something he was out here, like he got into a fight or something.
Can we get Orlando Brown on the pod?
Absolutely.
Orlando, put the camera on me. Put the camera.
That nigga be tripping.
That nigga be tripping.
Good, brother Orlando. We got Blue Chew, Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels. And what else? What else can we offer?
Give him all that at once.
Yes.
While he on the
pod. That old shit he be doing. Nah, bro.
That nigga can't sit next to me,
folks. That's what you need. He got to sit right there.
We gonna put him next to y'all strong ass niggas, man.
I'm gonna have Screwstick carry his ass out.
We got our security. Our security got him. You know what I'm saying?
Screwstick, do work.
We know we got the Mexican mafia. Yo. You know what I'm saying? We good, bro.
Choose to go just come over here and
he from Dallas, bro. He's a criminal.
Nah, he is.
We got a knife on him already. We good, bro. Orlando, we need you on the pot.
Yeah.
We need him on the pot.
Orlando,
you got to go pick him up, though.
Damn. That's cold.
Yeah, that's crazy. Just drive up and down 290.
And then we just bring him to the pod.
Yeah.
That's just what we do.
Yeah, we put that nigga on back of your truck, LP.
Nah, hell nah. That nigga not getting in my truck, bro. He ain't riding my shit either. I got a family. what you mean? Like, that's not happening, bro. But if he can get, we'll Uber him here. Uber Black even.
Yeah.
I'll Uber XL him here.
He deserves that. I used to watch That's So Raven growing up. Major Pain?
Yeah. We need
to
have him on the pod, bro. If he here, respect. We need to have him on the pod. That's an imperative.
We got to vet him first.
Rock, so we giving Rock some instruction on the pod live. Can you please get in the DM?
That nigga ain't got no phone.
Damn.
Nah, he was typing on one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so he got a phone.
Yeah. We need you to DM him. And tell him that the Poor Horsemen are supporters and we want him on the pod. And we need him on the pod. If he here local, we need to get him.
I don't know bro from Major Pain. I ain't watched That's So Raven.
I mean, yeah.
But you didn't watch anything in your childhood.
Yeah, that's bullshit. That's So Raven? Come on, bro.
What else was he on? He was 3J on, what you call him? Family Matters.
Family Matters.
Oh, yeah, he was a little. He did play a little.
Yeah, he was a little pudgy.
Who, and then That's So Raven and then...
He was on Jamie Foxx show too.
When?
Really? He was. I ain't really fuck with Jamie Foxx.
Like as a regular?
He was.
Oh, okay. I do remember that episode.
Okay. All right. So give me just 1 second. This will take 1 second because I like Oklahoma, but I'm actually not regretting the move any longer.
You love them. That's where you're from.
Sometimes I used to be like, man, I need to get back to Oklahoma. Remember, I had an opportunity, I won't say it on the pod, that I turned down. That was a great opportunity to go back to Oklahoma. But there's a school in Edmond called Deer Creek. Mm-hmm. And they did a fundraiser where they had the kids licking each other's toes.
I did hear about that.
And when I saw that.
This is a high school or college?
This is a high school.
Oh, wow.
They were having a fundraiser. Mm-hmm. They put peanut butter in between the kids' toes and had other kids on camera lick the peanut butter off people's toes for the fundraiser. That let me know that I can't be involved with Oklahoma ever again.
What were the parents?
The parents weren't there. And the teachers allowed that to go. Bro, that hurt my heart when I saw that.
It was bare feet?
Bare feet.
And they got on hands and knees.
Can someone please pull up the video so we can show it? Stats and information, if you don't mind. Deer Creek High School, Oklahoma. If you could pass around this video, that really disappointed me. And then the second thing that disappointed me, which made me really almost
disavow.
That was
your high school?
No, of course not. But this was my high school, the next one. So I went to a high school in a town called Enid. Mm-hmm. And Enid had a white supremacist person win their Congress seat.
Mm-hmm.
And they now just are faking upset about it, trying to say they're going to recall him. And this motherfucker going to win again. The recall election is on Tuesday. I talked to some people and they was like, shit, he going to win again. So I don't know if I can mess with Oklahoma no more, man.
Like the Trump of Oklahoma.
Basically.
Isn't Oklahoma conservative?
Yeah, but but you shouldn't be licking toes or putting white supremacists in your Congress. That's crazy.
This kind of explains why you are the way you are.
In what way? What you mean? What you mean?
Because y'all out there sucking toes and shit. So that's why you know
nasty date.
Freak offs and nasty date.
You know? Nah, bro. Yeah. I wouldn't. If my kids came home, ooh, we can hear y'all. If my kids came home, mm-hmm, and was like, daddy, they want me to suck some toes at this fundraiser, I'm telling you right now, there wouldn't be no more school.
Yeah, nah, for sure.
I would have went up to that school and it had, I don't know, man, I'd have been in jail, bro.
Hell no.
Nah.
Whose idea was this?
Can you show them the video, please? Look, this is the actual video.
No way.
Yes, bro.
They down there. That's on their stomach.
That's so disappointing to me.
They on their stomach doing it?
It's almost disturbing.
What'd you say,
to watch,
Superman?
Bro.
it's so disappointing. Rewind that just a little bit. So Oklahoma, y'all got to do better.
That's
man.
Correct. And it looked like they was licking adult toes.
I don't know if it was adult.
It didn't show the body.
Oh, they going hard.
It was so crazy. Disappointing, bro. 150,000.
Huh?
150,000.
The kid get 150,000.
No, they raised that much.
That's some bullshit. Give me 150,000.
What type of? They must have used that Reese's peanut butter.
They use Nutella. they use
that Reese's peanut butter. Used to buy that jelly and peanut butter shit, huh?
What?
That cheap? That
the together?
Yeah. Yeah.
The combined one.
I used to buy that with ceramic spread.
Hell no! I didn't even eat ceramic spread.
Yes, you did, bro.
No,
you
I
already
did
confessed.
Not, bro. That was my mom.
And your mom was
bro.
Mad but at you. Did you confess that?
She bought the Skippy. I mean, the what you call it? Scrumber.
Scrotum.
Smucker.
What?
Nah, we ain't.
What?
We ain't eating Smucker.
There's
bro.
A scrotum flavored jelly. Like y'all some wild boys in Houston. I ain't never had that. Okay, all right. So. You know, Drea announced her pregnancy.
Yeah.
And since then, Jalen Green has been going crazy.
Bro is
dunking everybody in the rim.
He like Vince Carter.
Do you think he is motivated by people talking shit?
Of course.
About him and his lady.
You have to be. What else you going to do? You ain't going to slap the shit out of Gilbert Arenas.
Yeah, what's up with Gil and Nick
Young? I don't like that. That's some whole ass
childish,
shit.
Bro.
That's some whole ass shit.
A lot of people have dealt with a lot of women. Yeah. You would never hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they not.
Why would you hear it?
They not players, bro.
Yeah,
they,
that's not players.
And Nick Young, he definitely not.
Well, Gilbert, Nick Young.
Gilbert, he's been goofy.
Yeah.
Nick Young had that situation with D'Angelo Russell.
Yeah.
Where D'Angelo Russell was pillow talking around him and
no, he's just recording.
Iggy Azalea.
Yeah. Iggy, yeah.
It's just that them niggas, that shit whack.
Yeah, that's super.
I don't give a fuck how much money you niggas got. That shit whack.
Bro, that's terrible.
Yeah, don't talk about no woman. She expecting a blessing, bro.
Or just even if you pipe, like, why are you doing that on camera?
I've never understood why people tell.
Why is you telling, bro? It don't make it, bro. It's not gonna.
It does not make
stop.
You cooler.
Yeah, it's not gonna stop nothing. It's
it don't
not,
make us look at you no different.
Bro, it's not, bro.
Like people who pillow talk or men who do it. The moment you start doing that with me, I stop telling you anything about my life.
Yeah, right.
Period.
Right. Yeah, that shit crazy. Bro.
Because if you willing to, because to me, you displaying mistrust to the lady.
Right.
Did she break any laws? Did they break any laws?
Well, no, because he was 21.
You're reckless
exactly.
about
that's what I'm saying.
Your life. Just telling your life like that. You reckless. Like that's just reckless behavior.
I mean, if you and your partners are talking and y'all sharing stories, that's one thing. But you doing it on a live platform, that'd be like us getting on here right now and just starting to tell spill the beans.
Never, bro.
And using names.
Yeah, never.
That would
bro.
Be crazy to me.
Never, bro. Yeah. Never that.
Cause I would never understand that. Like
that lady's still a mother, sister. So, you know what I'm saying? She still got people. Yeah. Bro, that's
is she about to be a new mom?
Yeah.
And y'all was young. Like who the fuck?
Who
gives
cares?
A fuck?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. How old is Gilbert Arenas now?
40. Gotta
damn
be 38 40. Something 40. Like that. 40.
Okay. He
about 41 or something.
He about LeBron age.
About 40, 41. He a little bit older.
He got to be older.
Okay, how he got to be.
Yeah, he came 46. Out in 01.
So he my age then. Yeah. Okay, so you. Gilbert Arenas is a 80 baby.
Yeah.
and he doing that shit. That's crazy.
Yeah, you got to chill.
We was raised differently.
Yeah, and I fuck with Gilbert Arenas. I like, he's smart when it comes to basketball.
Yeah, I fuck with him, but I just didn't like
that. But that shit, you don't talk about no woman like that.
But Jalen Green the other night, he had like 5 highlights in one game.
He was balling.
He dunked someone in the rim.
Yeah. Deal.
He did a turnaround. Well, he did one of the steps where he shot it and turned around. No, this was the game. Before. This was Thursday night.
Wizards.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This he was going crazy.
Yeah, he was.
So after they made that comment, the next game, bro was like, nah, I'm killing the league right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if he'll be able to sustain that, though.
I don't know. He looked good last night, too.
He 22. Just getting into himself. Like, just finding himself. I think so.
I think what's his name? Udoka.
Udoka. Yeah.
Is going to, like, rail him in some, though.
Yeah.
Because now the team has some structure.
He was talking noise yesterday to the kid Sexton. On. Nah, not Sexton.
Garland.
Nah, the guy that's built bad. Niang.
Oh, George Niang. The minivan.
They was talking, noise yesterday.
Yeah.
And he whack. And bro was like, Jalen was like, bro, you can't guard me, bro. That's why you on the bench and I'm. Yeah, he was talking
but
bad.
But he's not
too.
On the bench, though.
He was on the bench at the time.
Because I was like, Niang played like 20 minutes
a game. Like, you got out the game because you can't
fuck with me. Coach says you can't guard me, bro. Like,
Niang is actually pretty good.
Yeah,
if we being honest.
He can play.
He's Boris Diaw now.
Yeah, he can play.
He can play.
Boris Diaw.
He's built like Boris Diaw.
Yeah, he can play, bro.
And he can play.
Yeah, he built bad, bro.
I don't understand how NBA players have more than 20% body fat, and he do.
Yeah, he definitely do. Bro, he built bad. He could just hoop.
Nah, Luka ain't that fat, bro.
I bet he got over 20 pounds body.
So?
Absolutely.
Nah, bro.
What about Joker?
Nah, Joker definitely does. Yeah. But Joker's 7'2" or whatever, 7'1".
Yeah, Joker.
Does that make a difference?
Yeah, he don't. There's no definition in there. It's some fat in there. Yeah, it's just some people just
He got it, bro.
Yeah.
He got it. I ain't gonna lie.
But yeah, shout out to Jalen Green and now some hoe ass shit that you and Gil and Swaggy. Don't do that shit.
Don't do that.
I fuck with y'all, but don't do that shit.
Yeah, you can't do that. Like, I don't think we've ever gotten on a podcast and used specific names.
No, man.
We talk around stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
But we would never use.
Ooh, if we use specific names, not even with no sex shit. Like,
no, just names just in general. Shit that we know.
Yeah. Y'all, we'll be the number one.
We know some shit right now that was.
We were skyrocketing.
That was skyrocketing. But we playing niggas.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to
be
like.
We be number one on Apple.
because there's some stories right now that if we told.
Yeah.
Man, especially me, bro. I know some shit.
I know some
bro.
Shit.
Damn.
Me too, because you got to remember, I'm involved with some people with money. So I know some shit. But I can't do it.
Yeah, no, it don't make sense.
You can't. Everybody got a goddamn podcast.
Everybody
want to get some traction, so they just spill shit.
I ain't gonna
lie. That shit is a line that you just do not cross in this shit.
I ain't gonna lie though. I get mad when I see some people start podcasts, bro.
Yeah,
and I'm really like, podcasts is enough money for everybody, but some people, bro, I'd be like, wow, bro, really? I do.
I mean, we just now getting to some paper, though.
We've been doing this 19 years. When I came on this hoe, I ain't even have a mustache. Yeah.
Nigga done changed hair dudes like
I definitely didn't have sport mode glasses.
That nigga had braces on his knees.
I definitely didn't have sport mode glasses when we started this shit. That's a fact.
Bro.
All right, so keeping it on basketball.
Oh, yeah.
Did y'all see that brawl between South Carolina and LSU?
It wasn't really a brawl.
It was a brawl.
I love the atmosphere.
Why? Yeah. I don't want to see women fighting. I don't.
See, you can't do that.
I'm misogynist. I don't want to see women fighting.
Well, as long as you acknowledge.
I'm acknowledging it.
Yeah. But I just like, what I told one of my, I was talking to one of my clients. I was like, bro, this is what sports lovers want out of sports.
Mm-hmm.
Like, fuck, like, women's basketball just ain't entertaining. Like, let's just go ahead and say it. But this type of shit, Kalen Clark is balling.
Yeah.
You know, we know Angel Reese. We like the way she plays. She gritty.
Juju cold, bro.
She cold, bro.
That's what we want to see. We want to see the passion. We want to see the hooping. And we want to see motherfuckers shooting threes and playing like Tim Duncan.
Juju Watkins.
Like who?
Tim Duncan. All you see is Steph Curry and Tim Duncan.
With the basic pose moves. Yeah, but they're effective.
Yeah, but it's good. It's good
Juju
basketball.
Is better than Juju is shoes. Yeah, she cold.
Oh, yeah, bro, she cold.
She rolled her ankle twice against UCLA.
Yeah. Juju is cold.
30.
Yeah.
Juju is one of the best blacks I've ever seen.
Man,
but I don't know if she's black.
Bro, I don't know what she is. I know she's cold.
Man, she black.
No, I don't know. I don't know. I've never seen her family.
She's like real life loving basketball. I don't know who she's dealing with.
I thought it was Bronny.
Nah, that they went to high school together.
Oh, okay. I thought it was Bronny.
Yeah.
If she real life loving basketball at USC, Bronny is definitely Bronny like him. Because Bronny only averaging like 5 points.
Damn! But he,
but Bronny ain't got daddy issues.
Nah, he don't.
We don't know that. We don't know that.
Nah, he don't got no daddy issues.
Man, I don't know.
Okay, so let's talk about that. So,
okay, back to it. All right,
back to it. So
the person who jumped over.
The person who jumped over and tried to, like, I don't know what the hell he was trying to do, but I get it.
I don't.
When he got on the floor, he kind of realized, yeah, I'm tricking.
Yeah. Bro, but if, your instinct.
If my family can't hold her on, that's a basketball fight, man. That's what happens.
Like, oh, that definitely happened to me in the AAU games and shit.
Your dad came on the court.
Niggas, I know, nigga, we fighting on the court.
Well, y'all, that's a black person thing, though. Instinct, that's what we
I'm just saying, like, it was an
Phil,
issue.
Hold on. Me and Phil was at the Spurs game in the Rockets, and what's the guy, Thompson?
Yeah.
And one of the Spurs got into like something. Nigga, I stood up like a like I was
Nipsey
Hussle.
Like,
bro, the assistant coach looked at me like, nigga, what you want to do? But that is a black person's instinct.
It is, bro.
It is. To just like want to jump in some stuff.
You
why do we do
up
that?
Your pants?
Because, number one, you got to be ready.
I was ready to tuck in my shirt.
Yeah,
we was going for action.
Number one, you got to be ready.
Yeah.
Then number two, you looking out for your surroundings.
Yeah.
Is that trauma? Is that a trauma response?
Because
we're always ready.
Of course.
Because I'm ready in here right now. Every time that door opens, I'm not going to lie to y'all. Every time this door opens,
me too.
I like kind of adjust my hat. I need to see, like, cause what if we got to rush someone?
Yeah.
I know it's trauma because I've been around, like let's just say, like a 4th of July, gunshots going off, you know? Bah, 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 bah. And I just be like,
whatever.
Yeah. I'm used to hearing that shit. I used to go to sleep to that shit. People be like, oh, shit. And I'm just like, yeah, I'm traumatized.
Man,
we're traumatized, bro.
I was in college and this was way back in the gap. I'm talking to this chick after the party.
Mm-hmm.
The nigga right next to her was shooting his gun in the air. Boom, boom, for everybody split. And the girl left. I'm like, God. And I told the dude, I'm like, bro, why you do that?
Yeah, you messed up my play.
And he's like, fuck these niggas.
I think we need to drove off.
I'm like, bro,
You scared the coochie away.
Should we do a prayer circle on the pod, man? Because I think we got too much trauma, bro. Now that I think about it, at our last family reunion, B-Roll tell y'all, our whole family almost burned down the entire city of Amarillo.
Remember you told us.
And I'm filming content. I probably should have been worried about that. I'm literally filming content. What's up with us, man?
I don't know. We need, I've been a deacon, and then John's a deacon.
And I'm the welcome committee for my church. So what?
And then my
pastor. So we need to figure out how to bring the spirit of the Lord to this pod. Like we do.
Presence of the Lord is here. Presence of the Lord.
Because this heathen stuff is not working. Maybe instead of Jack Daniels, we need holy water.
Yeah. That's holy water.
That's
right
holy
there.
Water right there. First off, I don't know what's in there.
I think I peed in that motherfucker.
Does someone want to drink this? Who?
Hell no, that's like sucking
what
the toes.
There? Yo, what is
peanut
in
butter
that?
Toes. Like,
yeah, I have no clue what's in that, bro. That's gross, bro. We tripping.
Man, pour that shit up.
Used that for my drug test.
I said, what?
And you passed. That's crazy. That is crazy. But women's basketball right now, at least in college, is better than men's.
Yeah.
It's better than men's.
So when does the tournament start?
Next Tuesday.
Yeah, it's super lit.
For boys and?
For both. Well, women start on Wednesday. Tuesday. You got the playing games. Remember, they do 68.
Yeah.
So you got four teams that'll play to make the 64.
So who is the top team?
UH.
Oh, I know that. Okay, yeah. Shout out to UH.
Yeah. They lost in the Big 12 championship, though. Well, they had three players hurt, though.
Who they lost to?
Iowa State.
God damn. God.
But they had three players hurt, though. They had three players hurt. So they'll be
back. Can't be showing love and y'all getting drove.
Yeah, they got both.
They'll be all right.
But so okay, we got U of H, but like who are the top players in
Purdue.
The top player.
Purdue. It's a white dude, a big, tall white dude.
Oh, Eddie. His name, Eddie.
I don't know if that's
Big
his real
boy,
name.
Zach Eddy.
Stats and information. What's his name?
Zach
Can
Eddie.
You confirm
Eddie.
That for real?
No, it is.
Stats
it
and
is.
Information don't be knowing shit, bro.
Is there any guards we need to be like?
I don't know their names, but I know it's a guard from UConn.
My nickname's Eddie.
What, Eddie Guerrero Jr.? Is there a player better than Juju Watkins on the men's side?
No.
I don't think so.
I don't know. Courier from USC?
No, he's not better than Juju.
No.
I like him.
Yeah, he nice.
Who? Dylan Ham. Where did Dylan Ham play?
Oh, Rob Dillingham. Yeah.
Where does he play at?
Kentucky.
Nobody can guard, bro. He is cold. Yeah, he's nice.
Yeah, Zach Eddy, the dude who looked Cro-Magnon.
Yeah, he do.
Yeah.
He looked like the bully off of one of them sitcoms from the 90s.
He looks like the first human.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he looks like the first human.
Yeah.
He looks like he snuck on Earth. Yeah, that's that dude right there. Yeah. But the men's basketball, it ain't as good.
Yeah.
It's women right now. Yeah. And I'm not going to watch any of the games.
Yeah.
For who? The men or the women?
No, the men.
Oh, yeah, because I'm definitely not doing a women's bracket. Oh, maybe we do that with our Jack Daniels bundle.
Or with the hoodies.
Hoodies we need to be more judicious with. I saw someone wearing a hoodie the other day, and I thought they was homeless. I was like, where'd you get this from? So we gotta be better with the hoodie.
Bro, that's perfect promotion.
Yeah. Back in the bus stop, bro.
You know this. Them record labels used to get the homeless guy to put on their shit and just, stand your ass here, do whatever you do.
We need to go pass that whole lot under the freeway right now.
No, bro, I'm not doing that.
I'm just saying, that was the old
way. Are we gonna give them a Papa's barbecue meal also? Because we gotta do that as well.
Well, we can feed them, but the hoodie is promo, though.
Do you went to Jack Daniels? Did Jack Daniels have homeless niggas drinking Jack Daniels?
Yeah, it looked like it. They had everything promo.
All right, so we didn't get a chance.
I just want a goddamn beer, man. shit. I want one, too.
All right, so this is the time in the episode where we do want to promote Blue Chew. This is our real Blue Chew ad time. So, people have told me that Kari needs a raise because he came up with the phrase chew it and do it.
Ooh.
I think that's pretty live.
That's dope.
Chew it and do it.
What does chew it and do it mean to you, JC?
Chew it up and do that cat. Just do it. Wherever else you want to do it at. You know? It could be oral. It could be, couple other holes,
If you want to tap that cat, Blue Chew is where it's at.
Oh my God.
If you want to spank that ass,
pass out Blue Chew in class. That's what they got to be doing at TSU. You see what I'm saying? All right, but look, y'all use code POUR.
Yeah.
POUR. Yeah. I had someone put in POOR.
Come on, they was mad
at me. I was like, when have y'all ever seen us use that? Like, what are you talking about? I'm not a poor person.
No.
I am not. I refuse to let y'all do that, put that label on me.
POUR.
Yes. Capital? And you get your first shipment free.
Is it capital?
You pay $5 shipping.
Capital P.
Capital P-O-U-R.
Capital P-O-U-R. You get your first shipping free. Y'all will hear the Kari ad after this since it was a sensation.
Yeah.
First off, my brother couldn't spell. Mm-hmm. He has an ad that he put out where he spelled poor, P-O-W.
Damn.
God damn. Poor, Peral? Nigga, what?
It had the nerve to send it to me. Like it was a good take.
That nigga ain't edited?
No. That nigga. Bro sent it to me like, oh, this is an option. Bro. No, what are you talking about? Like, this is terrible. Bro. You lucky you're not fired.
That's that pandemic education.
Yeah, for real. Because y'all definitely didn't have a graduation at your high school. So, code POUR, P-O-U-R. Your first shipment is on us. Get rock hard, fellas.
Get rock hard.
Get rock hard.
Bro, give her what she wants.
Get bricked up.
Bro. All right, check this out, fellas. Blue Chew wants to help you have better sex. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. Chew it and do it. We got a special deal for our listeners today. Try code POUR at BlueChew.com. I'm going to say that again. Code POUR, P-O-U-R, and pay just $5 for shipping. Code POUR at BlueChew.com. Y'all go check in. Y'all go get right.
Our resident horny. You know what I'm saying? He immediately knew the body types.
Yeah.
I was gonna lead into the second to last.
Oh yeah. Okay. Now if you're on a Blue Chew, and whatever situation you were setting up doesn't come through, if you live in Texas,
yeah,
it's over with.
You over with because Pornhub is now blocked in Texas.
Wow. That is wild.
Because they wanted to put an age verification. Greg Abbott said that you need to be 18 to access the porn sites, which I don't disagree with. But don't ruin the fun for the rest of us. The rest of us got year supply of lotion and shit, and you ruined it. Now we can't even use Pornhub.
What's up with Abbott, bro?
He don't want you to have fun,
how
bro.
He lose his legs, first of all.
He got in an accident. He was not born that way.
Okay.
He got in an accident. Yeah, he didn't lose his legs. He still has legs.
So he just walking around them whole day?
He can't walk. He's on a wheelchair.
He's like,
man, cut my shit off,
no,
folks.
What are you talking about?
Ain't even... I can't do nothing with him. He can't stand up.
I mean, you can use the little walkers and, you know.
Hell no!
He had a traumatic injury to his spinal cord that ruined the ability to move
like
his lower body.
Chris from Boys in the Hood.
Basically, yeah. No. So, but Abbott and the boys in Texas, Pornhub said, since y'all won't budge, we are blocking it. Now, Texas isn't the only state. Stats and information. Can you get the other states for us also? Stats and information tripping back there. He should have been looking.
Ain't it like Minnesota? And
no, it's not. It ain't like Minnesota. It's gonna be red states. It's gonna be red states. It's gonna be.
I've seen some other states, but
it's gonna be red states.
I mean, there's other porn websites though.
Yeah, I mean,
X is a porn site.
Virginia, Montana, North Carolina, Arkansas, Utah, and Mississippi, and now Texas. You can no longer beat your meat. Why are you so proficient in beating your meat? What's going on, bro? Why do you know all the places?
Gotta be my meat.
Why do you know all the places?
Use the VPN, and it still gives you access.
So y'all can't hear this off mic, but he said use a virtual private network, which allows you to put yourself in a different state from when you log into the internet.
How do you do that on your phone?
I usually go where I'm in Turkmenistan.
Oh, I ain't got time for all that. Yeah,
you do.
I just go to another site.
No, because not for porn. You can watch other stuff. Netflix, if you're on a VPN, you can get the shit from other parts of the world.
Yeah, I don't want to watch Squid Game all fucking day.
No. You tripping. They have better movies with way better scenes in other parts of the world.
On Netflix?
On Netflix.
For real?
Yes.
Huh? Security risk? Cause, like. Oh yeah.
But man, I'm gonna just watch Tubi, bro. They gonna give you all the action.
Yo, I just watched the movie the other night on Tubi, and it had the wildest threesome scene I've ever seen in my life.
Tubi.
One of the people fell in the shower. How wild it was! I can't remember the name, but I gotta find it. It was the wildest threesome scene I've ever seen.
In the shower?
They fell in the shower, and Tubi's so terrible they didn't edit it. They should have edited when the bro fell.
He couldn't get up.
No, he could. Yeah, she was putting too much on him.
Oh shit!
And he fell back and shit.
Damn!
And they didn't edit it.
That's wild.
Tubi is a wild place.
Yeah, I fuck with Tubi.
I do too. I watch Tubi all the time.
And they got all the old school good movies on there too.
So Cat Williams announced that he is doing his next comedy special live on Netflix.
That's actually breaking.
Chris Rock did it first. When he came back
he
and
did.
Responded, but his
that
was shit was trash.
Bullshit.
His shit was trash. I think Cat Williams gonna do it right.
That nigga gonna do it right because he already got the flavor from the Shannon shit.
May 4th.
And if we gonna have him riff on live, you don't know what this nigga gonna say.
Yeah,
so, I'm ready to watch. Everybody, I think we should do something for that. I think we should put something together for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do it in Dallas. Let's go to Dallas for that.
Yeah, Dallas is cool.
When is it gonna be?
May 4th. Huh. Cinco de Mayo weekend.
Ooh,
we could go to Dallas.
That's
we could,
your birthday.
We could.
Your people's side.
I'll rent the Sprinter, and we could go to Dallas. No more SUV. What was that shit we tried to get? JC fucked up.
JC
had us in some bullshit, man.
No, that was KC.
Nah, you messed us up, bro.
No, that was me, but KC got the van. It worked fine. I was comfortable.
But you messed us up in the beginning, though, bro. And then you was mad
shit
at
happened.
Us the whole
no,
night.
I wasn't.
Like, yeah, you was,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, I don't want to sit next to bro.
Yeah, bro was mad at us. Didn't want to share his headphones, his candy.
I say, let me get some candy. He's talking about,
man, fuck you, nigga.
He gave me one. He had a whole pack.
I'm
going to tell y'all right now,
what?
Do not get this nigga mad, bro.
What
he is
type
wild.
Of nigga gives a couple of octopus? Sour octopus. You don't give a couple of those. You give one.
Man, you could have gave me a couple, bro.
You gonna do Skittles
Yo,
like you do
someone
doing
back
octopus,
there
man.
Got COVID, bro. I don't know
Hell
what it
no.
is. They back there.
You gotta go.
They back
get
there
up
coughing
out of here,
like
folks.
They got SARS. Like nah. We need to chill out, bro. What is going on here?
I just got high, folks. I can't.
Yeah, you
I can't go
6
no,
weeks.
Nah.
Yeah, you can't be
I'm on 90-day probation.
They ready to find a nigga like me, man.
You on a 10-day contract?
Oh, speaking of 10-day contracts,
Isaiah Thomas. Yeah.
Hey, that's what's up.
Isaiah Thomas was averaging 35 in the G League.
Bro, little man cold,
and
bro.
He hadn't played in 3 years.
Yeah, he cold.
He started crying and shit. He that did. Shit got me emotional, bro. He didn't get like, me emotional. Man,
oh, he started
up.
Crying again?
Not when he got signed. Well, that video when he was going off, and he was like, man, it's overwhelming. Like, shit, I'm out here hooping, and they don't give me a shot.
They gave him
oh,
a shot.
Oh, you're talking about when he did that in the pro-am?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That was years ago, though.
No, it was?
Right, yeah, that was.
No, we talking about right now.
I know
right
that. Now. Oh, I thought that was, I thought he had just did that.
Nah, he no, on no, the no. Phoenix Suns. He on yeah, the Phoenix Suns
I know
Suns
that,
right now.
But yeah, I thought he was playing, he, like, he killed the
Nah, he was in the G League. He was yeah. killing. That yeah. that you talking about, he was at a pro-am. He scored like 80-something points.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, he nice, though. He nice.
Yeah, I don't think I would let him give me 80 in a pro-am. I'm a flagrant foul. It's not happening.
Nah, little homie got game.
That nigga got game.
I remember the Celtics messed him up, bro.
He was 5'7", bro. He was like number 3 in the MVP race.
He was. And should have won it.
Really?
To be honest.
That year he was with the Boston.
Boston.
Bro, he was killing. He's 5'7".
He carried the team the last 30 games.
Yeah.
On a degenerative hip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I think his sister passed.
Yep.
Oh, man. He lost a tooth.
Yep.
I lost a tooth.
Remember
I know
that?
How that feels.
He lost a tooth. He gave bro. People 50. He lost a tooth.
I lost a tooth. I know how that feels, bro.
Bro, how does that feel? Like, just to wake up, go to the mirror, and be like,
that shit was crazy. Me and my youngest daughter, she almost 3. We got beef right now. Every time she walked past me, hey, daddy, what you mean? You knocked out my tooth. We got beef, yo. I got to figure out how to like re-engage our relationship. What do y'all recommend?
I don't know, bro.
I can't read to her no more because I feel like she gonna assault me. Like she used to like to watch Curious George with me. I can't watch that shit with you no more. You might get mad.
My son got beef with us too.
What he got beef on?
He like, y'all don't want me on the show because
we
I'm
don't
steal the spotlight.
Nah, we don't want him.
He was
on.
Like, but I'm gonna do this drop for you, Dad.
Nah.
Yeah. So he did it for me yesterday.
When are we playing 2-on-2 though? Because I want to block his shot to the moon. tell him that I. So I got one of our supporters, a friend of mine from OU,
yeah.
that thinks she can beat me in a race. It's not happening. And then I also want to beat your son in basketball. And I don't care if he's only 9.
Stop my son up, bro.
That's his fault.
Yeah, he
you
ready.
Don't challenge a grown man when you're 9.
He ready, man.
I'm ready to beat a 9-year-old.
How many pounds did you weigh when you were 9?
200. 200 pounds at 10. Yes.
God damn.
Bro.
Yeah,
that's crazy, bro.
I'm 39 years old. I ain't never seen 200.
Was y'all eating like hamburger helper and shit?
Nah, bro. We used to go to this thing called the commissary. Not the jail commissary.
What the fuck?
You did tell us. Okay,
on base,
go ahead.
They have the commissary. You could just go in there and get like all this stuff tax-free. The only way you could feed us. Now, my brother back there, that nigga's too healthy right now.
I was about to say, he's slim.
Yeah, we not supposed to be built like that. We supposed to be built like Samoans, like a little heftier. I don't know what he on right now. My brother must be on that Ozempic. Yeah. I don't know what my nigga swole back there right now. I'm
he
a little
on that Belco.
Yeah, he on that cream and clear. I'm a little offended. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I told y'all, I went one day, somehow, in LA Fit, well, I don't want to say the gym, but I'm going to say it anyway.
You already said it.
LA Fitness, you got to do better on your security. Because somehow you let me and him in at the same time under my name.
For real?
This nigga is posing as me. And then I'm in the gym. I see him walk in peeled. Nigga ain't got on no shirt, nothing. Like, clearly he's not me. Like, what are you doing? And they let him in, me and him at the same time. We in there hooping together.
They look at the idea. Oh, yeah, that's
twins.
Him. That's him right there.
We don't look anything alike, bro. What are you talking about?
We don't.
And I'm really offended that they're doing that. Matter of fact, I want him to get his own membership at this point. Like, why is he using my membership, bro? I'm offended on that because he's coming in there all swole.
Yeah.
They probably like, dang, you lost some weight.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Bro, you just gained it all back?
Them people at LA Fitness don't care. Bro.
They don't care.
Come on, use this shit.
They clearly don't. Front desk needs to be fired.
You can't now
they
do that got some. Lifetime. Nah, they
yeah, Lifetime.
That
Lifetime
24?
They don't play that.
They ain't man,
that
they ain't playing.
Lifetime is like a security.
Yeah.
You can't play at Lifetime. So, but we gonna take a pause. We're going to bring Kari on here in a second because I want to talk some NBA. Mm-hmm. I want to finish out this last part because we got, what, 3 weeks left before the playoffs start? Mm-hmm. Like 12 games, 13 games. Mm-hmm. So, Kari. Oh,
what about NFL? What about NFL?
Oh, real quick, I want to talk about Tyson and my man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. Okay, so we didn't get a chance to talk when Les was here. I think Mike Tyson should not be doing this.
Me
fight.
Neither.
Bro. I don't
this
like
is dangerous.
Bro. I don't like. Well, it's He's not 58. Even that. Well, yeah.
No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't, bro.
I just don't like the look of it.
I don't like the look of it either. Bro. You remember how you talked about someone jumping in the court from LSU?
Yeah.
Jake Paul's going to hit Mike Tyson in a way where several blacks are going to jump in the ring.
Yeah, bro.
I can see that.
I want to be there. Should we go there?
Bro, listen.
It's in Dallas.
I don't want to see Mike Tyson.
That shit probably already sold out.
If Jake Paul knocks out Mike Tyson,
bro,
all the blacks need to jump in the ring.
Bro,
I'm not playing.
What people are saying is that these kids are going to say, these kids look at Mike Tyson like, damn, that's a ferocious ass human being. But us that grew up watching Mike Tyson, he has lost fights.
Yeah. Mike Tyson lost like seven fights.
Yeah, he lost fights, but it was on his downward spiral. He had a mental thing. Yeah, yeah. Like, if he had the mentality he has now as when he was the champ, can nobody touch him?
No, it doesn't matter because he's 58.
Yeah, bro.
When
that's
you're 58,
the theme, bro,
you're not a boxer anymore.
But he looks good.
No, he doesn't. Listen, that's roids. That's roids.
The workouts, you don't see his
bro,
shit?
Y'all gotta understand. Y'all gotta understand, bro. And I'm sure y'all do.
I don't think so, bro. I train 50-year-olds. People do go hard.
Listen, bro. People when you're hard. Training, bro, everything looks fucking good, bro. You can train something. Bro, I can train and act like shit. I'm about to get ready for the NBA. Like, you can train and look good. But once you, it's showtime?
Yeah.
Bro, that shit not working the same, bro. Because this dude, how old is Jake?
26.
Come on, bro. Humanly, bro, there's no, bro, he's, bro, no.
Mike Tyson should not be doing
this.
He shouldn't be doing
this. Now, look here. Y'all remember when Floyd Mayweather's dad fought that kid in the ring?
But it wasn't a real fight, though.
They fought.
But it wasn't a real fight.
They fought.
It was a sparring session.
But they fought. They were, and he whooped the shit out that
kid. But he really didn't, though.
Is he
dead? No. The first few minutes of it, that kid was getting with him. And then what's his dad's name? Look at Floyd Mayweather's dad. Roger was his trainer.
Yeah, but that's his uncle.
Floyd. That's his name, Floyd.
Floyd Mayweather.
He started taking it serious, and the other guy knew to back down because they were in his gym.
No, you don't be, bro.
Yes, I'm telling you, bro.
He was talking shit.
Watch it again.
And they invited him over.
Watch it again. They was in that thing they call the doghouse.
Exactly.
And you ain't gonna beat up a Mayweather in their own gym.
This is what happened. They fought. They stopped it because he was getting his ass whooped. He went and hit him. And then everybody jumped on him after he hit him after the bell and shit.
Y'all know how we
feel. So he was really whooping his ass.
Y'all know how we feel when Nate Robinson got knocked out?
Yeah.
We was fucked up.
Yeah. I was messed up for a month.
Yeah
bro. That shit was sad as fuck.
Yeah, I didn't even talk to my family for a month, bro.
Nah, like, bro. That shit was the saddest shit ever.
That was almost
that
as sad as when a little
don't know how to box.
He don't.
Mike Tyson knows how to box.
But he's 58.
Well, talk. Now, this is the other thing I would say business-wise. I think I don't want to say he gonna take a fall, Mike Tyson.
I think he will.
That's what I'm saying because will. They got to bet on this kid that's gonna bring them box office for the next 5 years.
That's what I think too.
Netflix
is in bed with him.
Yeah,
now.
They can't allow him to lose. This man gonna make us money
well,
for the next.
If he lose to Mike Tyson, that's not gonna be a bet.
Yes, it is. It's over. If you remember, they putting Jake Paul in as the king of this celebrity boxing stuff.
Okay,
you cannot lose to Mike Tyson. You cannot.
I just don't want to see Mike like that. Bro.
I don't like. Yeah, you know I don't like man? It. I don't
it's like
it.
Like it's like redoing.
It's
a
above
classic.
You.
It's like redoing a classic, bro.
Yeah.
Now there's a dude named Shannon Briggs. Briggs.
I remember Shannon Briggs.
If he was fighting Jake Paul, that's a different story.
Hold on,
McKinnon Briggs, the one who say, "Let's go, champ," on all his fights. I know you've seen him.
I know, but didn't he fight? Who he fought back in the day?
He fought some people.
He fought a lot of people.
He had a lot of hair.
He
was nice.
Now, if it was him fighting Jake Paul, then he's washing Jake Paul. Because he's still fighting now, and he's 55.
George Foreman fought till he was 50-something.
51.
That motherfucker can fight.
But, Mike Tyson ain't been fighting, though.
What do you mean, bro? He just boxed. That's what I'm saying.
But that wasn't no real fight.
And he still training.
That shit was sad,
they couldn't even punch each other in the head.
Yeah, that was whack.
Bro, but Roy Jones, that shit was sad, bro. I'm not watching.
And Roy Jones was kind of running.
Bro, I'm not watching.
And Roy Jones was wearing a girdle.
Bro.
No, I'm being real. Roy Jones had on a waist trainer.
Roy Jones was running,
bro.
That hoe was up
he had on a waist trainer. Yeah. Y'all telling me that Mike Tyson fought a dude with a waist trainer, and now he about to fight a 26-year-old?
Roy Jones was running, bro.
He was running, bro.
He was running like...
I would run, too, if I was wearing a waist trainer. I would run, too, if I was wearing
Do you think you can beat Mike Tyson?
Of course.
Nah, I see you bullshit.
No, if Mike... What are we doing, boxing or street fight?
Nigga, anything, wouldn't it, either.
Yeah. Now, if it's street fight, I'm washing Mike.
Because I'm
gonna break his neck.
No, he crazier than you.
No, ain't no rules
in a street fight.
And ain't no rules in my life.
The fuck out of your
I don't care about my life most days. What are you talking about?
He definitely on national TV or pay per view rather. Bit a man.
Yes, yeah, I'm saying you ain't crazy.
And
Mike
he told
Tyson.
A white
I think
man,
Mike Tyson is he's the wildest, like controlled human being we have on earth.
He told another man he'll
fuck
him
you
so
you love
good.
Me.
Yeah, till you love
till
him.
You love him.
And he meant that.
He
too.
Meant that
he
shit.
He meant it, bro.
I'm a man of all men.
Like, he at that time he was the man of all.
He's I'm a man of all. I'm real man. That's
I'm
what he
fuck
told
you
him.
Till you love me,
bro. That's tough.
That scared
that's
me.
Tough.
I was like 14,
and I didn't even think of it as no gay shit. I'm like, damn, that
bro,
is a ruthless motherfucker.
Bro, I swear, when bro said that shit, bro. Huh?
You not man enough,
bro. That's wild, bro. Think about those
and
words,
then he
bro.
Put the F word.
And then he said,
bomb.
And then he said, praise be to Allah at the end of.
No,
he's supposed to be on Ramadan right now.
That's what he said after he told the nigga he was going to eat his kids.
Yeah, he said, I'm going to eat your kids. Praise be to Allah.
Yeah, nigga, I'm serious.
During Ramadan, bro, you supposed to be fasting, sun up and sun down. You supposed to be fasting right now. That's crazy, bro. And eat your kids has two different connotations.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
Oh. You a wild boy. Mike Tyson is a wild boy.
Yeah, I don't want no poison, bro. Yeah. He nigga tell me he gonna eat my son?
He needs to be arrested.
I'm gonna have to I'm
swallow
have to,
him whole.
Yeah. Whoa.
Have you ever been swallowed?
Carter gonna be like, man,
I'm gonna have to gun bro down, man.
Nah, but let's be real though. Mike Tyson is a 58-year-old man.
Yeah, bro.
He was walking with a cane just 6 months ago.
I'm gonna stay on the fence with this.
He couldn't see a couple months ago, huh?
He was blind. He licked a toad in Africa.
Bro,
and he was blind.
He like Bill Cosby when he was going to court.
Bill Cosby. Bro, I'm telling you, all of us can beat up Mike Tyson.
Nah, hell, I ain't putting myself.
You can, bro.
Bro not biting me, bro.
Yeah, he's not going to bite you.
Yes, he will, bro.
That nigga going to get up
nigga
in your
I don't want no nigga biting on me,
rock
bro.
Your
that's
ear
tough.
Low,
that's
nigga.
Too tough.
I personally don't think that Mike Tyson can beat up a regular average man right now.
I don't know. I don't want to find out, bro.
Bro, you going to stand toe-to-toe with Mike when he down in his shit?
He only got 30 seconds of that right now.
Yeah, and that 30 seconds.
He on total hormone replacement right now, too. I know it.
That ain't going to transition your ass and hit you with a
gut
shot.
Bro got too much abs for 58. I only got abs in the morning. As soon as I drink a sip of water, I have a gut. So I know for a fact that Mike is on drugs. Hey, segment. So I want to bring Kari on for that.
Yeah.
So we're going to take a pause, refresh your drinks. We'll be right back.
We're going to run and take
back at it after our short break. We brought our young employee, Kari.
We had to pat him down before he came.
Yeah, because y'all know he came to the Rockets game.
You ain't gonna never
with a knife at the game. And we barely could get our tickets again.
That was the most fascinating, most craziest shit I ever heard.
It was the most ridiculous thing that's ever happened.
First of all, KC came to the game. He was sweating. Like, what's wrong with you, bro? Yeah. Man, the nigga brought a knife.
And it was his birthday.
Oh, my God.
So we tried to take that. Just so y'all know again, we tried to take this young man out for his 21st birthday. And instead of just showing up to the NBA game like a civilian.
Pause. I did like just get off work, though.
It doesn't matter.
I was secure, and I was doing my top flight.
Do you have a vehicle that you could have left the knife in?
Yes.
Then why didn't you leave the knife, the weapon, why didn't you leave that in your vehicle?
Because I'm from Dallas.
You are from Dallas. Thank you. He finally agrees that if you from Oak Cliff, Carrollton.
No, Carrollton.
Carrollton got some blacks too.
Like if you would have said that,
DeSoto.
Like, cool.
Oh, for sure, DeSoto.
Where else?
Yeah, you Dallas needs crazy.
Anywhere South Dallas.
Anywhere South Dallas.
You Dallas needs
West
crazy.
Dallas.
Y'all are criminals.
You actually one of the